This is Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Sasha Pfeiffer, in for Anthony Brooks.
The Senate will come to order.
Vice President Joe Biden conducted the official swearing-in of senators in the 113th Congress today. Among them, the Bay State's first female U.S. Senator.
Ms. Warren of Massachusetts.
Please raise your right hand. Do you solemnly swear that you will support and defend the Constitution of the United States against all enemies, foreign and domestic, that you bear true faith and allegiance to the same, that you take this obligation freely without any mental reservation or purpose of evasion, and that you will well and faithfully discharge the duties of the office on which you are about to enter, so help you God.
I do.
Congratulations, Senators.
Thank you.
WBUR's Fred Tice is in Washington and joins us now from Capitol Hill. Hi there, Fred.
Hi, Meghna.
So you're in the Senate chamber now, I understand. You were there at noon for the swearing-in today. What was it like?
I'm in the Capitol now in the side room so we can chat a little bit. And actually, for the swearing-in, I went to an office building where Elizabeth Warren had rented out the Kennedy Caucus Room. This is in the Russell office building where Ted Kennedy served. And it was just a really great place to watch actually her being sworn in on the feed and get the reaction of hundreds of supporters who had traveled down from Massachusetts. And Joe Biden swore the senators in groups. The Senate tradition is that the new senators are accompanied by the other senator from the state, so Warren was accompanied by John Kerry. And in just a few moments ago, she had another swearing in the old Senate chamber, and that is really done just to provide a photo op for the senators and their families. Unlike all the other senators I was watching, the freshman senators I was watching, Elizabeth Warren just came in, you know, with her husband. She had gotten together with her family in California over the holidays, and so they were not here to watch her being sworn in. And she swore using the Bible that she has had since she was 3 years old. She put her hand on that Bible, and she swore the oath of office again.
Mm, interesting. So, Fred, briefly, you said that you were watching the noontime ceremony with supporters of Warren. What was their reaction?
Well, of course there's elation, right? Most of these people had worked for Elizabeth Warren. You get the sense, several people said this to me, men and women were saying, you know, finally we have a serious senator representing Massachusetts. So I thought that was kind of interesting. I was trying to get them to figure out where they go now with their political support and with the upcoming race for John Kerry's seat. And there, people were really waiting to see whether Mike Capuano and Stephen Lynch jump in, and a lot of people are still hoping that a woman will jump in, although that is not looking very likely right now.
Hmm. So, Fred, you also had a chance to speak one-on-one directly with Senator Warren this morning. In the past, she's been famously critical of Washington's political culture. How is she feeling today?
Ebullient. I mean, she's clearly been ebullient throughout the day. She was jovial. She was making jokes. She's just incredibly relaxed, so different from the days of the final days of the campaign and even the days right after the campaign when she was just flat out exhausted. I asked her where she is working out of, what space she's working out of right now, and here's what she said.
No place. No, that's not quite right. We've got a little temporary office. The offices will be reassigned. I am trying to learn that this world now works on Senate standard time, so I'll learn.
Which is all in due time, I can gather, right?
Evidently.
Evidently, Fred. Well, but one of the things she's going to have to deal with fairly quickly is, you know, the second part of the fiscal cliff negotiations regarding spending cuts. I mean, that's item number one for the new Congress. What'd she say about that to you?
She said she was shocked at how some Republicans didn't like the last-minute tax cut deal that was negotiated earlier this week. And to say she was shocked is actually almost to understate it, because she was really contemptuous of the fact that they couldn't see to it to come up with a bigger cut in the budget deficit. She criticized them because they wanted to see more cuts imposed now. But in her words, those cuts could be more cuts on seniors so that there could be more tax breaks reserved for millionaires. Here's more of what she said.
I think that's not just an economic question. I really think that's a values question. And I just think that's fundamentally wrong. And so as we go forward in this whole financial negotiation, I think what we have to remember fundamentally, down at its core, this is about our values. how we spend our money should reflect the kind of people we are and the kind of country we're trying to build.
And Warren very much wants to see a mix of raising taxes and cutting spending. She particularly, you know, when you and I may talk about this a little bit more, she talked about two things that she wants to cut in particular, and those are agricultural subsidies and subsidies for the oil companies.
Well, WBUR's political fraud reporter Fred Tice, we'll hear more from him on All Things Considered later this afternoon. He's speaking to us today from Capitol Hill. Fred, thank you so much for joining us.
I'm glad to do it, Magna.